Here's Adam with the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Do we need a digital euro? That's the question a team in the European Central Bank are currently asking, while also trying to figure out how such a system would work. Eric Tack is head of that digital euro product proposition at the ECB. He's in Ireland today for a Financial Services Ireland event, but before that he joins us on the line to talk about his work and his team's work. Eric, many people already get paid electronically. They spend their money then through their bank card or their phone. They might not actually interact with physical cash at all anymore. So how would a digital euro be any different to that?
Thanks for having me. Yes, that's exactly the right question we should be asking ourselves. I think what we see, cash is indeed on the decline and has been replaced by digital payments in many cases. But we believe that we still need a digital euro, which has the characteristics of cash and complements existing digital payments. And by talking about these characteristics, I talk about something that's available to everyone in the European Union, also people without bank accounts, without smartphones, people with disabilities, having a very high level of privacy and for smaller amounts, even anonymity, accepted literally everywhere across the Eurozone, which could also be a fallback in case the existing card and digital payment forms have an outage or a disturbance.
You mentioned privacy there. That is one of the key concerns of a centralized digital currency like this, that it would give governments and the ECB more oversight over what people are spending. Also issues around people being debanked and infringing on their rights in that way. How do you assure people that a digital euro isn't going to infringe on their privacy and their rights?
Yes. So first of all, the most privacy, the highest level of privacy, which would be really anonymous, would be in a offline form of the digital euro, where basically people have tokens on their phones with which they pay, where nobody has any idea where the money is, basically, and where you spend it. But even for larger amounts in the online digital euro, the ECB would never know who spends what. We don't even know who has a digital euro account. People will open a digital euro account with their own bank or any other payment service provider. And much the same as today with Visa, MasterCard, you would actually see that the bank knows who you are and has an amount of visibility of where you spend, at what time, and what kind of store. But even then, they don't know what you're buying, right?
Is this essentially a step towards us no longer having any physical cash?
Well, good question. We will make sure that everyone who wants to have physical cash retains the right and has the possibility to keep using physical cash. We will see it going down further in the coming 10 to 20 years, but we will make sure that as long as there's people who want to use cash, it's available.
You mentioned payment providers, the likes of MasterCard, Visa, lots of other companies as well, like Stripe. Could this undermine those businesses if you're providing payments instead of their platforms?
I would say that we aim to replace the amount of transactions that are currently still with cash, rather than taking away market share, if you will, from the existing market players.
This is it still in the preparation phase. The Governing Council still needs to decide if it's going to go ahead with it. If it does, though, how soon could this become a reality?
I think that even if we have a law coming from Brussels that enables this, which is a precondition, even if we decide to move ahead in October next year when we have the next point of decision making, I would say that it would still take 2 or 3 years to be able to launch it on the market.
Okay. Eric Tack, head of the digital euro proposition at the ECB, thank you very much for that.